Legends say there once was a world not so unlike our own, but a world where, instead of the mundane, magic thrives. Fairies dance, dragons roar, sirens sing their songs, and griffins fly to new heights. A world where young mages learn their craft. A world where imagination becomes possibility. But you might be asking yourself, what if you wanted to be a part of this world? Make your own potions, collect spells, find a familiar, or a fancy hat, repair a broken wand even? Well, dear listeners, you're in luck. Come on in, to the store for witches and wizards. Episode 1. Welcome to my store.
Not now, Sebastian. Are you kidding me? All right, I'm up. Happy. Did you have to open the blinds? It's so bright out. Smartass. What time is it? I was asleep for that long? Yeah, I know we're gonna open soon. Well, at least I'm not gonna be late. Have you eaten already? That's good. What? What interview? Job listing. Right. I forgot I made one. That's today? Well, that's one more thing to look forward to today. Why do you think it's an academy student? Wow. Rude. Hey, the flyers weren't bad. I thought they were cute. Why bother? Honestly, the store is getting a little too big, even for us. With the wardrobes, wands, potions, spells, familiars, it's a lot. I just thought getting some extra hands could help out. It's not like taking in an apprentice, Sebastian. I don't think I would be cut out to be a good teacher anyway. Being a boss is different, I think. I hope. I don't know. Nerves, I guess. Oh, right. Just use a duplication spell. Why haven't I thought of that before? Let me just duplicate myself, use up half of my stamina, and pass the hell out. Great idea. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that. Man, I hate being tired. I'm not much of a coffee gal, but thanks for the suggestion. Yeah, a hobby could be nice. Maybe I could pick up painting. Really? Again? Sebastian, what do you have against my flyers? Those are some fighting words, buddy. Like you could take me. Last I checked, I could bench press a minotaur. You have no power over me, little man. What are you going to do? Hey, what are you... No, stop. I'm ticklish. Alright, you win. Congratulations. I wonder if we'll have this much fun with the new employee. I'm sure it'll be fine, Sebastian. Maybe a bright new face is something we might need. Besides, some extra help wouldn't hurt. It's best to believe, my friend. It's all we can do. Anyway, I'm going to get myself dressed. I'll be downstairs in a few minutes. I'm not going to take forever this time. Maybe you should make yourself useful and check the tomes or something. Just go downstairs.
Excuse me, is anyone there? I'm here about the job interview. Is that a raven?
Wait, don't go! Shoot. Well, guess I'll just wait out here until someone opens the door. Oh, hey, the raven's back. And are those keys?
Wow, you're a pretty smart raven. Thanks for opening the door for me. How are you, little guy? Do you live here?
Can you understand me? Can I come in?
Is that a yes? Can you nod your head or something? Cool. Wow, this is really sweet. It's even better on the inside. There's so many scrolls and tomes. Wait, are those potion ingredients? I've never seen them in such good condition. Huh? What's this thing?
Ow, ow! All right! I got it. I won't touch it. Sorry. Jeez.
I can't believe there's so much stuff here. They even have wands here. I wonder how many they have.
About 200.
Whoa!
Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you like that. You all right?
Yep, it's fine, ma'am. Totally fine. I wasn't scared in the slightest. How are you?
Pretty good. My name is Rachel Love, humble witch and owner of this here store. You must be Max, am I right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here for the job interview.
Right. Sebastian, what time is it? All right. I think we got enough time. Follow me, Max.
All right.
Do you want anything to drink?
Do you have tea?
Lots. Give me a moment.
Wow.
It's one of my more basic spells, but it gets the job done.
It's still pretty cool, ma'am.
Thank you. Done. Please, have a seat.
Right.
How you feeling today?
Feeling good, ma'am. I had a nice breakfast this morning.
Really? Better than me, then. I barely gotten anything to eat. Yeah, and whose fault is that?
Excuse me, is that your raven, ma'am?
Yep, this is Sebastian, my familiar.
I thought as much. Why is he named Sebastian?
Trust me, when you're with him for almost half your life, you'll understand.
Can you understand him?
Yeah, it comes with him being my familiar. Though, gotta be honest, he's sort of an asshole most of the time. Anyway, on to the interview. Can you tell me your name again?
Of course. My name is Max Steelwell.
Max Steelwell. Got it. Your family in the witches and wizards?
Oh, yes. Naturally, my mom is a witch and my dad is a warlock.
Got it. All right. First, are you currently enrolled in the academy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm currently taking my second year at the academy.
And what's your field of magic?
Well, I'm trying to get into gravity magic.
Gravity? Why that one?
Well, with gravity magic, I can actually lift people up instead of letting them down.
What do you use to conjure your magic?
I use my broomstick that I got from my dad, and I use the tomes that I got from my mom.
Do you have any experience working in retail?
I did take some part-time jobs over the summer. They were all pretty fun.
What's your schedule like?
Right now, I'm on break. So I guess I'm free.
How long does it take to reach my store?
About 20 minutes by broomstick, if you don't count traffic. And 40 minutes by foot.
Interesting. Why do you want this job?
Honestly, It sounds like a perfect fit for me. A cozy job at the edge of the city? It sounds like a dream. Besides, I want to help people, and that's what this place is for, right?
I see. That'll be all.
How did I do?
You're hired.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Thank you, thank you, thank you! Sorry, I got a little excited there.
It's perfectly fine, Max. It happens. Shoot, already? Time flies, huh?
What's wrong?
Sorry, Max, but we're about to open in a few minutes. I don't think you'll have enough time to get ready and all. Wait, yeah, that could work. Thanks, Sebastian.
What are you talking about?
Sorry for keeping you in the dark like that, Max. How about you come back tomorrow? We'll give you a tour of the place, get you settled, and you can start working from there. How's that sound?
You're kidding, right? That sounds great. I'll be sure to be here first thing in the morning.
That's the spirit. I'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning, ma'am. Oh, and Rachel?
Yes?
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you on board. Yeah, I made the right choice. I believe in them, Sebastian. Maybe you should do the same. Fair enough. Oh, shoot. Coming. Let's get started, Sebastian.
That was Jennifer Crockett as Rachel and Troy Bowen as Max. This episode for Store for Witches and Wizards was produced by Miles Davis and Alex Lee. Written by Miles Davis. Directed and edited by Miles Davis. Engineered by Alex Lee. Line produced by Sakai Leverett. Casted by Scott Meekins. And promoted by Brianna Hewitt. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen. If you wish to hear more, visit our social media, A Store for WW, on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. See you next time, and thank you for coming by our humble store.